Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Minutes until 8 o'clock in the morning here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. For those playing along at home, that would be 7:53. We're looking at 50 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Jonathan Nazir joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. He's the CEO of Victory Gardens. And Jonathan, you and others have been so instrumental in helping those that have been impacted by Saturday's storm, making sure that they get supplies that they need, but more importantly, a warm, hot meal.
Yeah.
And we cannot say thank you enough.
No, thank you.
Let's first start with setting the table, no pun intended, with Victory Gardens. Just kind of explain to our audience members the mindset behind this.
Sure. Well, Victory Gardens International, we are a 501c3. Our mission was to spearhead community redevelopment through urban farming, food production, food access, and job creation in historically marginalized communities. So I say that so much, it just kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit. But, really, it was really an opportunity to really put food first and get people connected back with food. A lot of what we do supports local farmers, so it supports the local economy as well, but also just the opportunity for people to eat much healthier. In a community like we serve on the south side of Rock Hill, where 30% of that community lives below the poverty line, in today's society, to hear that is startling. And so we just wanted to get people connected back because we believe that health is wealth. And when we're talking about diseases like diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, this can all be solved through healthy eating. But without there being a healthy grocery store in the area, folks are really left to kind of eat a lot of processed food and empty calories just simply through economics of trying to put healthy food on the table or put a meal on the table. And so what we've been able to offer is really just an opportunity for people to eat a little better. And so through our community garden program, where seniors in the community get an opportunity to grow their own food and connect with other seniors. So that's been a lot of fun. Our youth workforce development program, where we hire this year 20 youth from the community, and that program is centered around ag, and they work with us through the summer, but we also take them on college tours and financial literacy and leadership development and really community service in the community, but all centered around agriculture and food. And then last but not least is our nutrition education piece. People don't know how to cook with live food anymore, and so taking that produce that we get in from local farmers and showing how to make healthy meals is a big part of our work. And so what happened yesterday was just an extension of the work that we've been doing in the community already.
And let's take our audience members back a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
Because you're still running.
I am. Totally.
What took place last night? Describe to our audience members what you saw and how the community responded.
So I think what's interesting about what happened on the south side, this storm was very specific, it feels like, you know. And so folks on the south side of Rock Hill really got hit hard. I mean, and I don't think that a lot of folks around the area really realize that. And so many of our residents have been without power since Saturday. And so, we really wanted to try to find a way to give back, but more than anything was really kind of listen to folks and see what the next steps and what those needs are. So yesterday, thanks to some great partners, so I have to shout them out, The Counter, Chef Rob and his mm-hmm. team, the Kellys, Brittany and Michael Kelly with the Mercantile, Don Johnson Insurance, Flipside, U.S. Food, I mean, Pepsi. There were so many people that helped us put this together, and just community members, great organizations, volunteers, HBCUs and Divine Nine fraternities and sororities. And so we prepared 600 meals on yesterday when we did the final count.
Wow.
So 600 meals, hot meals. This is all farm to table meals. So all of the produce, our store got damaged tremendously. So Pharmacy Community Farm Stop, we got hit pretty bad. So we've got a leaky ceiling and bad flooring. And so We took all of the produce that we had just gotten a new load in, and we gave it over to Chef Rob, and Rob prepared great meals. And so,
no better person.
Absolutely. Wow. And to say too, Rob was our very first client because we also grow and sell hydroponic lettuce, and he was our very first client. So we've had a great relationship. And so we took all of that food and prepared a true farm to table meal. Many of these folks will never get an opportunity to go inside of the counter and eat. But yesterday they got to experience that and some dignity and a great meal. And it was amazing. We asked for 10 to 20 volunteers and we had close to 100 volunteers on yesterday. So it's just amazing how Rock Hill in times of need, how we can come together and stand up for each other. And so, you know, we say Rock Hill for all. And at times, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know if that was really true, but yesterday demonstrated that, and I'm a believer of it. So Rock Hill for all and Southside Strong, I'm with it. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of work, but this is the first of several things that we need to do to help rebuild the Southside. And so what we did yesterday was just really ask folks what they need. Our philosophy is we don't go in and tell the community what they need. Mm-hmm. We listen. And so that has been our success on the South Side thus far. So yesterday we heard things like, I haven't washed clothes since Saturday. You know, I use all of my towels in my home to, you know, get up water and things like that. So now we're like, okay, tide loads of love. Yeah. We need you here so that folks can start washing clothes and getting back on their feet and just little things that we heard. So we gave away tons of water and snacks and formula and diapers and baby wipes. And so and those donations continue to keep coming in. And so we'll have another event, possibly partnering with some other organizations in a collaborative effort. But one thing that I don't mind doing is wearing someone else's hat. And so we'll partner with some other organizations and we'll get that out there and we'll continue to keep pushing and rebuild the South Side.
Well, we say all the time on this radio show that Rock Hill is just a special place to live and be. And it really is community oriented. And I think this is also a great opportunity for those volunteers to really see, you know, we are all Rock Hill, but when we live in a certain section, you know, we get busy and we get tied down and we don't really realize, you know, what some of the other pockets are going through and what it's like. So what a great opportunity for some of those people to really realize and to see, you know, what's going on. Yeah. I live on the other side and with you talking, I didn't know about half of what you were just talking about. So what a great learning opportunity, not only for the folks that it impacted, but other people in the community to now be impacted and know what to do to help.
Absolutely. It was a recurring theme yesterday. It's like, I just didn't realize how bad it was. Some of our volunteers who were delivering meals could not get around certain roads and they came back and many of them were in tears. It's just like, I didn't know it was this bad. And so I think the other thing is too, we can just kind of get isolated in our own little pockets. And so we sometimes can forget about those things and what's going on. And so, again, this was not something that we started now. Like, we've been doing this type of work, but obviously this really put a different eye on everything that's going on in the South Side, which is great group of people. We moved here from the Washington, D.C. area 7 years ago, but I am a country boy. I grew up in the far north in North Carolina, but it's something very special about the South, and it was something very special about Rock Hill. And so when we moved here, we knew that we found home. And so we'll continue to be on the South Side and continue to keep doing great work, not only on the South Side, but now we're stretching our wings and we're spreading out because there are other pockets and communities like the South Side in Fort Mill and some of the other areas around the city that also need some special attention. And so we'll continue to keep doing that work.
Well, we are lucky that you landed here and you're in our backyard. Yeah. Hopefully you get your repairs.
Absolutely.
But the fact, again, you responded and just said, we will deal with that, but these folks need a warm, hot meal because food always is what you need, right? Yeah. People gather around food, they break bread, and it brings people together. They might have differences, but it brings people together. And what's great, people answered the call without even hesitating. They just stepped up and they did it. And Jonathan, we appreciate your leadership as well as the others that you mentioned.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If I could get one shameless plug in, we continue to need financial support. We're looking for impact partners. Those are partners that don't mind donating to us monthly. You can visit our website at growwithvictory.org and become an impact partner. And we appreciate you guys so much for all of your support and shouting us out on yesterday. You may be the very reason why we went from 20 to 100 volunteers. And so we thank you so much for all the great work that you guys are doing. And, you know, once the pharmacy gets back up, come on over. We'll do a live show.
Okay.
All right, from the store. We'd
love a field trip.
Yes, we do.
All right. Great. Jonathan Nazir, again, is CEO of Victory Gardens International.